everyone. Welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Today I'm talking with Zach. So hi, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. All right, so what school do you attend and where is it located?
I go to High Point University. It's located in High Point, North Carolina. So if you're taking from Charlotte, you'd go north about an hour and a half.
All right. So for anyone who's never been to High Point, can you talk about what that area is like?
So High Point, the city, is actually one of the furniture capitals of the world. And so there's a lot of industrial kind of furniture market things going on in the area. But then there's also a lot of small mom and pop type of food establishments and like just a couple of restaurants that a lot of students like going to around the area. But if you're wanting to like kind of really go out, then we tend to go more towards Winston-Salem or into Greensboro in terms of like a little more of a city life.
So how far are each of those from High Point?
Roughly 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Okay, so you're pretty close to both of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like a little triangle. It's definitely nice to know that that's not one thing to be worrying about in terms of your college experience.
Oh, for sure. So what's the food like on campus? What type of options do you have?
I love the food on campus. So we have, I always get this number wrong because there are some new ones popping up here and there all the time, but I think there are 15 different dining options. And so that includes like a kind of your more buffet style cafeteria. And so that's going to have like your pizza, your daily entrees, your grilled chicken and burgers and hot dogs, salads, a pasta bar, and kind of your general buffet style type of stuff. But then you've also got a Chick-fil-A, you've got a Subway, you have two different Starbucks on campus. You have the farmer's market, which is a kind of another buffet style, like salad bar, kind of healthier options type of area. You have the Point, it's a sports bar and grill type of place. And then you have the Great Day Bakery, that's got kind of a Panera style selection of soup, salad, sandwiches, that sort of thing. A lot of different options that all have some pretty dang good food.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a ton of options. Are there a ton of options when it comes to like the meal plan, or is there one meal plan? How does that work there?
So generally speaking, the meal plan starts as kind of like this base level of 14 meals per week, and that's matched up with something called dining dollars, which a lot of different schools have. But just to explain for anybody who's not familiar, dining dollars essentially work as like a debit card. And so it's all on your student ID. And so if you're going to go for a meal swipe, then you would swipe your card and then that would take one of your meals. But then if you just want to get like chips and a drink or something that wouldn't be equivalent to a full meal, then you would use your dining dollars, which are there for the full semester. And so you just swipe your card and it would charge you like $3.50 from that card. And so that's automatically loaded up as part of your meal plan. But I'm actually switched to a different meal plan, which has 19 meals, and then it reduces the amount of dining dollars that I have for the semester. And so it's really kind of that balance that you want of how many meals would you typically be eating on a weekly basis versus how much kind of snacking would you be wanting to do.
All right. So can you tell me about your best faculty experience?
That's a good question. I actually have quite a few good faculty experiences. Well, off the top of my head, the very first one that comes to mind was a professor for my first year seminar. And so this was way back in my freshman year, but he was kind of a professor that was very much about getting to know who the students are and getting everybody involved and as actively participating as possible. And I know that there are some people that were were not super excited for their first year seminars, and like just it wasn't their most exciting class. But for me, that was my favorite class of my freshman year because he would bring in like children's storybooks and read them during class that would apply, or he'd have us act out little scenes or give presentations on the notes that were taken from the past class. It was just so many different ways to engage you as a learner or trigger your memory that made it just super super effective in terms of learning the material and maintaining material in your brain.
Sounds like a great class.
Yeah,
I would
that's
have loved to have that professor for sure.
yeah, and so that was for a class that was about pop culture and media and how it's kind of impacted society. And it was just one of those classes I didn't anticipate like being super excited to be in. And it was just one of the most enjoyable classes that I've had. And I'm a senior now.
All right, so what is campus life like?
So obviously campus life is a little bit different in this current environment, but campus life, generally speaking, is super active. You see a lot of people out very regularly with a relatively small school. You get to see a lot of familiar faces very regularly, and there are a lot of places that our different students are actively involved in. So, for example, myself, I'm a university ambassador, so I get to give tours of the campus, and then I'm also the DJ in residence for the High Point radio station. So that's another aspect I'm involved in. I'm also involved in Greek life. I was the recruitment chair for my fraternity in the past. And then I've also been involved in the philosophy club. I've done things with the sales club. There's so many places to get involved on campus. And obviously, it doesn't have to do with any of the things that I just said necessarily, but every organization kind of puts together their own itinerary of stuff that's going to be happening throughout the year. And then whatever your interests are, there's always a group that ends up having that same set of interests that you will more than likely have time to get involved in, and you'll be really happy when you do get involved in them.
That's awesome. You sound like you're quite involved in campus.
Yeah, I've always prided myself on A plus extracurriculars. My that's the grade that matters to me.
There you go. So what is your major? Do you have any minors? What's that curriculum like?
Yeah, so I'm a major in strategic communication, and I have a minor in philosophy. So for those who don't know what strategic communication is, it's essentially, if I like to explain it as, if you were to take a marketing major and then strip away the core business aspects of it and replace the core business classes with more writing classes or speaking classes. So instead of having a kind of a numbers base in business, and instead of kind of having a numbers base with business, you have more of a professional writing base in communication, but still with the same
Okay.
goal of like garnering publicity and communicating advertisements or marketing or healthcare, whatever it happens to be, knowing how to effectively target your audience and then communicate that message in a mindfully crafted way.
That sounds really cool, for sure. So, how does that kind of compare and work with your philosophy minor?
So my philosophy minor is really something that I was just personally excited about. I don't have necessarily plans to work in an industry with philosophy, but I know that philosophy is something that can pair well with so many different majors or minors. And for me, being a philosophy minor just gives me an extra school of thought to play off of. There's a lot of ethical implications and logical implications that you study with philosophy. It's not just sitting there and thinking. And so it's kind of opened me up to see big picture things and kind of approach problems and challenges in a different and more interesting way that some other people may not be thinking of.
Yeah, and I really love that. We actually had someone that came on the podcast. She went to Duke University and she actually majored in
Oh, very
philosophy.
cool.
And she actually talked about the fact that
she didn't really have a plan for what she wanted to do with the in the end with it, but it ended up actually working out in her favor because she ended up going to law school, and it actually ended up playing into her law degree much, you know, better than she would have anticipated, but that it had not originally been in her forethought. So I think what you're saying makes total sense, that even though, you know, it's a passion interest, but it really will in some form affect and change your thinking for whatever you go into, which is totally useful for anybody.
Absolutely.
So are there any special requirements associated with any of your programs or things that you're working on that are required by the time you graduate?
So for me personally, there aren't necessarily extraneous things that I need to have done, but obviously there are course requirements that are major specific, and then course requirements that are minor specific. And then finally, with a liberal arts education, we have general education requirements by graduation. But then there are some programs that are kind of more specified in an industry where you might need, for example, in education, you might need some classroom time or classroom experience, or for business degrees, you may need relevant internship experience. And there's definitely a lot of hands-on requirements and maturity requirements that are involved in graduating or meeting those expectations of you.
Absolutely. So, were there any specific factors that led you to choose High Point over any others that you applied to?
Yeah, actually the so first when I was doing my college search, I had kind of this list of priorities for myself that narrowed down my search. And so it started out based on size. It was based on the type of involvement that I could have. It was based on, was Greek life present? Was there the potential for personal growth that was kind of innate in the school? And then what really stood out to me about High Point in particular was this idea of life skills. And so life skills essentially encapsulates all the things that you don't necessarily always get to learn inside of the classroom and may have to learn on your own beyond the classroom. And so that's things like personal and professional presentation. That's time management and resource management, energy management, fiscal literacy, how to make money, how to save money, how to grow it. All these different things kind of encapsulate life skills. And so when I got to tour High Point and meet and interact with different students, I really saw the manifestation of students being able to communicate effectively and clearly and professionally, even when it's a casual environment. And so when people were presenting during class, and their clothes are not fitting, they look like they haven't showered, or they're reading off of a slideshow that has just white screen with black words, and they are just reading directly from it. We call that a cheat sheet. That was really a turnoff from some of the schools that I visited, because it shows that the presentation skills really aren't part of the core curriculum. It doesn't feel like the knowledge is actually preparing you for the world that you're approaching. And so that's what it felt like was very present at High Point, is it's not just about what you're learning in the classroom, it's about how you can apply that knowledge in the future and be ready to work in the job force post-graduation.
That's fantastic. So my very last question for you is, what do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student can benefit from?
For High Point University, or for as a college student in general?
You can choose either one or both.
All right. So as a student in general, I think that it's important for you to realize that you don't have to know exactly what you want to be studying or majoring in. as you're going to school. And in addition to that, what you major in does not declare what your future is able to be. So, based on myself studying communications right now, I don't have to necessarily work in a communications field. I have a lot of lateral movement just by having a degree, and I know that I'm not limited by that. And I know some people feel very tentative in terms of what they decide to study because they feel like their job has to be in line with that. And so I encourage career exploration and self-exploration in terms of finding what your interests are, what your passions are, and anything along those lines, because it doesn't have to come down to what your major is. And it can very much be based on yourself and your interests and your passions. So that's one thing that I would like to that I would like to encourage for people going to school. And then the second thing, and this is a more fun one. This is a little surprising to some people. But when you're in high school, you'd likely have a spirit week, or you may have football games or basketball games that have some sort of theme. And you're going to think, I'm never going to wear any of this stuff ever again. And so you're going to get rid of it before you go to school. And then you're going to get to school and you're going to realize there are so many opportunities to have these weird t-shirts or these weird hats that you have, and you're going to regret it that you got rid of them, and then you're going to have to go to Goodwill and you're going to re-get all of these different items. I encourage you to keep them in like a bin or something, and you basically have a little costume bin that you bring to school with you. You never know when you're going to need to use it, and that's a tip that nobody else will ever tell
That is actually a very unique
you.
tip. You're not wrong, and it's fantastically unique advice, and I
Good.
love
I'm
it.
glad. I'm glad. That's one thing I definitely wish that somebody told me prior. Just don't get rid of any of it. You feel like dorky or embarrassed if you bring all that stuff, but don't, because when somebody goes, "Oh man, I wish I had one of those," and you can just pull it out, and that's, say it's like a leprechaun hat for the fourth, or not, or for man, for St. Patrick's Day, or just a like pink floaties for like a pool party or something. Like just whatever the silly thing is, it's just nice to have. And you may feel silly, but people are gonna be jealous.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. It was really great to learn more about High Points, and I wish you the best of luck on the rest of your
Thank you
senior
so
year.
much. Thank you for having me. It was a blast.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.